Why would four lawyers say one office? What about if you are all interviewing our clients, our witnesses, you don't have the office? Do you see that almost every year people will need the lawyers, we need the buildings? Because if you really want to maintain the attorney general's department, they can do all the prosecutions. Because if what the attorney general is saying, they are giving this number of lawyers, I can bet you we won't need any police prosecutor, or we may not need anybody to assist the thing.
Well, Mr. Bo, having gained all that experience, one would have expected that the AG employs these lawyers. So, in your opinion, what can be done to ensure that the conditions are made better?
You have to get the office paid for the state attorney when upon their condition of service. So I can tell you one thing. When somebody is appointed a judge, he's given a car. When somebody is appointed a state attorney, nobody cares about how you think about. You are the unfinished laws. What kind of system are we running? And how do you expect people to come to the attorney general when they can have better conditional service on the bench? It's the same thing when they go to private companies. Immediately they are giving loans to purchase their own car. But when you go to the government sector in terms of the attorney general's demand, you do not have such conditions. You are a struggle. The office of the special prosecutor, let's wait and see how they are going to set. They will set it up. When there's another state institution like DRE or electricity, when you go to the offices for their lawyers, where compare? Are they better lawyers than the lawyers in the attorney general? But when you don't have lawyers there, we are all in trouble. When your relative is involved in crime or is a victim of crime, then you understand what you are talking about, that we need lawyers to do prosecution, etc. And since they don't have the lawyers, they don't have the space for the lawyers, we are all in danger because you get the lawyers to do prosecution. This is justice. I believe that we have to employ a lot of lawyers and the attorney general, and then they serve the legal aid so that we can have justice. The government will have to go back and look at this and employ a lot of lawyers. They need it.
Very well. So how does the numbers game affect the workload at the AG's department?
But you have the opportunity to visit a prosecutor's office, and that is where you see what we are talking about. One attorney will be handling about 400 to 500 of them now on end. And this attorney will spend about 5 hours a day in court. How many hours is to be for the public service a day? We spend about 8 days as public servants. So if you spend 5 hours in court, how are you going to perform in the office? Meanwhile, you have over 100 of them.
Mr. Obuo said the attorney general must spearhead the course of lawyers at the department.
In the time to go for meetings, consider our welfare. Because you go to court, you go sometimes 2:30. You come to the office, you have to prepare for tomorrow's case. You, the same person, you have to advise or docket. That is why the attorney general is also a lawyer. The attorney general is supposed to understand these things and help them. And it's just a matter of increasing their salary to a reasonable level. And I'm sure the president is also can do it. If they divert their attention to that side to look at what is going on, they can do it if they want to do it. And I think they must do it because justice.
You had a private legal practitioner and former senior state attorney, Augustine Obuo.